The idea of a referendum in the middle of a financial crisis has a recent precedent in Europe. In the aftermath of the 2008 collapse of Iceland's banking system, the country held not one referendum but two. Icelandic voters were asked twice to vote for or against their government paying for the banking collapse. At stake were loan guarantees owed to investors in Britain and the Netherlands. Both times the people of Iceland voted no. Sven Gudmarsson is a reporter with Iceland's National Broadcasting Service. He says people in his country can definitely relate to what's happening in Greece right now.
I think in general the Icelandic population is very sympathetic towards the Greek population. As I said in the introduction, Iceland went through similar turmoil only 3 years ago. It was a period of great uncertainty. Really didn't know what was going to happen. People were saying our country had gone bust and that would affect our living conditions for many years. And it seems to be the same atmosphere in Greece right now. So I would think that the Icelanders are quite sympathetic to what's happening in Athens and Greece at the moment.
Well, I mean, you're a reporter. What kinds of things have you heard your fellow Icelanders say in the past week or so about what's happening in Greece?
Well, in many ways, people are saying that the situation is similar to what is here. And Greeks are victims of incompetent politicians and spoiled bankers. Icelanders were very angry 3 years ago when we were going through the same period. So I think people are now very sympathetic of the Greeks, of the anger that is manifesting in Greece right now. Because just like we didn't feel that we were really at fault for bringing the country near bankruptcy, then in the same way, I think most Icelanders don't feel that the Greeks themselves, at least not the Greek population, are to blame for what is happening.
What did Icelanders have to say today when Prime Minister Papandreou announced the idea of this referendum in Greece?
I think people were quite pleasantly surprised, I would think. In many ways, it is similar to what happened here. I mean, we had the opportunity to vote not once, but twice on very controversial legislation that would mean that we would maybe have had to pay enormous amounts. But we said no, and I think many people in Iceland are curious to see what the Greeks will eventually say in their referendum.
What is the upshot then for Icelanders? Do they think a referendum is a valuable form of affecting policy?
Yes, very much so. This was really the first time ever that Icelanders had the opportunity to vote in a referendum on legislation. 1 year ago, too, when we had the first referendum, the politicians were warning against voting on measures on fiscal policies and so on. And many feared that if Iceland voted no on this particular issue, it would mean that we would be barred from international lending market. Nobody would lend us money anymore. But this has not realized. And in general, I think people are much more positive about the possibility of being allowed to vote on big and small issues that come from the Icelandic parliament.
I mean, a lot of people today with the announcement by Prime Minister Papandreou in Greece about a referendum there on the bailout package are saying it's a very slippery slope and it can be dangerous for a country to set policy this way. Do you think Iceland set a precedent for Greece and Papandreou's proposed referendum?
Probably. At least Iceland showed that you can have referendums on issues such as fiscal policies. And I think it really gave the Icelandic population opportunity to let out some steam about what was happening. I'm sure that the Greek population will, in the same way, feel probably more access to what's happening there if they have some say in it, because as it sounds, there seems to be a big gap between the politicians and the population.
Journalist Sven Gudmarsson in Akureyri in Iceland, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.